Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or like us on Facebook. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics. Recently, three films that I can say within the last few months have concerned themselves with the White House and the president.
Yeah, what?
Olympus Has Fallen.
Surprise hit.
Yes, and I liked it.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
Okay.
With Dwayne The Rock
Johnson.
Johnson, right.
And Bruce Willis.
And probably Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right.
And then we haven't yet seen White House Down with right. Channing Tatum. And
that
Jamie
comes
Fox.
Out in the summer. Okay. But White House Down is apparently an exact carbon copy of Olympus Has Fallen.
I guess so.
The same movie.
But what is it?
Well, this happens periodically, John. These competing projects come out in Hollywood. You know, there was years ago, there was the Robin Hood with, there were two Robin Hoods. There were
That's
two.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
This and that, Snow White and the Huntsman. There was another Snow White movie. They come in pairs, and then usually one of them hits its mark to one degree or another, and then the other one is completely forgotten or overlooked.
So these are three films about the president, and at least two of them about, the G.I. Joe has the president as an imposter,
right.
Played wonderfully by Jonathan Pryce, who also plays the regular president.
Mm-hmm.
And then Olympus Has Fallen is the president is actually 3-2-1. And Olympus Has Fallen, the president is actually a prisoner.
Yep.
And White House Down, I'm not sure, but
White House Down, it looks like the plot of that is a guy's on tour with his daughter, taking a tour of the White House, and then suddenly paramilitary invaders come in and, you know, same thing, basically.
So
Die Hard in the White House.
That's right. Yeah, that's what they're calling Olympus, too. So what is it about the presidency? I'll tell you what I love.
Yeah.
Black SUVs,
mm-hmm.
dark sunglasses,
right,
earpieces,
mm-hmm.
and rolling drums.
yeah, right. That march, right?
Oh, I love it, man. It just captures my feeling of the grandeur of the presidency.
One of the movies that, well, let's talk about, presidential thrillers, right?
Yeah.
How about In the Line of Fire?
Oh, all right, Eastwood. That's your buddy.
Yeah, Wolfgang Petersen directed that one, and that was post Unforgiven, and it was Eastwood playing around with his image again. Yes. Here he is older. You know, he shows a little emotion. He cries in that movie, if you'll recall.
He's playing a Secret Service agent.
Yes, he's playing a Secret Service agent aging on the way out, and he's tormented by John Malkovich's serial killer who's out to do in the president. And it's a great little cat and mouse game and really shows off Eastwood in his, you know, his later era prime.
How about Absolute Power? That's another.
That is Eastwood. Another. That is excremental, that movie.
Great word.
That movie is awful. I remember when that movie came out, you know, I was all excited because it was post Unforgiven, you know, Eastwood's new wave. And wow, I don't know what happened.
Gene Hackman is in it.
I know. It's a great cast. It's terrible.
Oh.
It's utterly terrible. It's one of his worst films.
And there are others. I don't know that much about them. But,
well, here's the. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one that everyone knows, maybe better than any other, is Air Force One.
Yeah, another movie I'm not particularly fond of.
But
get off my plane.
Yeah.
Isn't that the line?
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is hiding from
the
bad guys.
Yes, Harrison Ford in his self-serious period, you know, where like everything he did was uttered with, you know, he was just so grumpy. He was grumpy for like 2 decades, that guy. And yeah, I don't know.
And that's
Gary Oldman, you know, as the Russian villain, right? He's just chewing scenery. I was not a fan of that movie. I don't like it.
And I'm wondering what makes it so intriguing, at least to me, even when it's trash. And it must be there's something sacred. 3-2-1. There's almost some 3-2-1. There's almost something sacrosanct about the presidency.
Yeah.
So that when we put it at risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's more exciting than almost anything else to me.
Well, you know what's interesting is that unless you put it at risk, it's a snooze. You know, who wants to see a movie about the presidency?
That's right.
You know, unless, of course, the only other way to make it interesting are the romantic comedy movies, you know, wherein the president is at the center of some romance. You remember, like, Dave with Kevin Kline, or The American President with Michael Douglas. Like, it's either only dramatically interesting if you make him a romantic figure, or if you put him at peril, the
or
president.
Or if you have something transcendently good, like All the President's Men.
Oh yeah, that's really good, but not really about the president.
Yeah.
That's an investigation.
Yes, right.
Think of Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
declaring war on the White House lawn on aliens. Yeah. It's got to be dramatic to make it interesting.
Yeah, and the only ones that I can think of are not thrillers. But there are, you know, recently was Frost Nixon for me, and Chris Rock was in something called Head of State, which I have no idea. But these
is
things,
that where
things.
he takes over the White House or
I
something?
I think so.
He holds the president hostage or something. Now, but, see, that would be an interesting movie. Chris Rock should make that movie where he takes the president hostage.
But otherwise, I can't think of any other thrillers that really.
What about going back a ways? To Dr. Strangelove Failsafe.
Manchurian Candidate. Yeah, good one.
Political, you know, paranoid Cold War thrillers.
Yeah.
There's a lot at stake.
3 Days of the Condor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're
That's
right.
A good one.
There's so many. Day of the Jackal.
Is that presidential? That's an assassin movie.
It's political. I'm really just...
Now you're...
I'm struggling.
You're stretching the parameters a little bit.
7 Days in May.
7 Days in May. That's a good one. That is actually a really good one. Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
Kind of, right? One of them's trying to overthrow the... one of them's like launching a military coup.
That's right. One is a mill guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
What about Wag the Dog?
Eh.
No? Okay.
I know. Yeah. Barry Levinson, De Niro, and you know
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Is that a presidential?
It's political, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was a very forgettable film.
And so we are really having trouble.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, aren't there a lot of presidential thrillers?
I'm sure there are, but I can't think. The Shadow Conspiracy with Sam Waterston.
Oh my God. Well, now that one sounds
Murder at 1600 with the redoubtable Ronnie Cox.
Oh wow. Is that murder? Is that with Wesley Snipes?
God, only you would know this.
Is that right?
I guess I knew only Ronnie Cox.
I don't think Ronnie Cox was ever a box office draw the way Wesley Snipes was briefly.
Oh.
So to help us out, John, I went to Metacritic.com, which has a page here called Metacritic's Best and Worst President Movies.
Oh, good right? one.
Frost Nixon is on there, number one.
Good.
You
all
like
right.
that movie.
I like it.
In the Line of Fire is number two.
Oh, wow.
So see, we're not too far off here. JFK. Remember that one?
Oh, sure. Kevin Costner, no?
Directed by Oliver Stone, one of Oliver Stone's last great movies. Man, I saw that movie like several times.
Good
in the
one.
Theater. That was a really excellent.
Yeah.
Primary Colors.
I did, but except that he's not president yet. It's really Bill Clinton's campaign.
But
it's good. Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
now you're being silly. The American President is on here.
State of the Union or something like that.
That you're talking about Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy?
No, but that's good. Good for you. There was a modern.
Good for me. Good for me.
Yeah. Well, National Treasure. Wasn't there something about the president and National Treasure?
National Treasure, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think so. Something to do with the Constitution. The president thanks Nicolas Cage for making so many good movies.
Great. That's basically it.
Right, that's good.
Wow. Hey, that's a way to go into a show, right, with a half-baked topic like that?
I want to get out of this show.
All right. Hail to the chief.